A series of 10 public hearings on ballot measure 2 will be held around the state in July, starting next Monday in Soldotna and ending July 26th in Juneau. The Citizens Initiative would restore the Alaska Coastal Management Program, which state lawmakers failed to reauthorize during the 2011 regular and special sessions. It's the first measure to fall under a new state law requiring at least 8 public hearings on an initiative up to 30 days before election day. Anchorage Republican Representative Sharice Millett sponsored the law and says it's meant to provide a more transparent initiative process.
Initiatives are very powerful. They're more powerful than a law that any legislature can create. They last for 2 years. They can't be vetoed by the governor, and they can be amended, but in a very small amount.
Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell, whose office oversees state elections, says the public hearings will largely follow the format of a legislative meeting. His office held a press conference yesterday in Anchorage featuring representatives from the pro-Measure 2 Alaska Sea Party and the Vote No on 2 campaign. Sea Party co-chair Terza Tippin Poe says claims that local communities would have veto power over large development projects under the Measure 2 are simply untrue.
Coastal management does not stop development. It is a unifying force that resolves potential issues, making it easier to do business in Alaska.
But No on 2 spokesman Rick Rogers says the initiative is much broader and more complex than the Coastal Management Program legislators failed to reauthorize last year. He said if the measure actually cut red tape and made it easier to do development, regulated businesses would be lining up to support it.
Ballot Measure 2, a wholly new, complex, poorly conceived regulatory framework will hurt Alaska's economy and cost Alaskans jobs. My organization, the Resource Development Council, supports responsible, well-designed coastal zone management. Ballot Measure 2 is far from that.
The Federal Coastal Zone Management Act allows states that adopt an approved coastal management program to have greater input into development decisions along their coastlines. It also streamlines the regulatory processes of various local, state, and federal agencies. Alaska's program had been in place for 32 years prior to closing last year. Measure 2 will appear on the August 28th primary ballot.